Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So that hope that we have, it relies on the promises of God. And it says, unto the end, because He's going to carry us unto the end. It's that joyful and confidence, that expectation of eternal blessing. You know it's going to happen. We walk by faith and not by sight. And because of that living faith, we have living hope. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, that great love chapter is called. You know, verse number 13, that last verse. And now, abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity. Why is that the greatest? Because charity, this love that we have for each other, the love we have for Christ, this love will last forever, for eternity. But hope and faith will be done away with. When we see Christ, we no longer need faith. When we see Christ, we no longer need hope. Because we receive that expectation, that earnest desire. Not a wishy-washy, but you know it's coming your way. And hope will be done away with. That's why we get 1 Corinthians 13. The greatest of these is charity, because that will be forever and ever. So we see, Paul's encouraging that we desire that every one of you to do this, show the same diligence. Keep on keeping on. Don't you quit. To the full assurance of hope unto the end. Whenever either God calls for us by the trumpet or God calls us home. I say this often, I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. And wherever my end may be, we want to be found faithful unto the end. And then verse number 12, that ye be not slothful. Again, he's talking about working in that labor of love. Don't you quit. And be not slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience. Inherit the promise. It's interesting. The word slothful means sluggish and lazy. You know any lazy people? Don't answer. Okay. Well, all right. There are some lazy believers. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. The word slothful is the same exact word in the Greek that's used in Hebrews 5:11 for the word dull, D-U-L-L. Same exact word. That's slothful, lazy. Again, remember that we don't backslide overnight. We talked about, and that's what the book of Hebrews is all about. It's a slow drifting, and then they begin to doubt, and then they begin to take dullness, and then they begin to disobey. All these, those 5 points that we looked at the beginning of our study book Hebrews, that word for slothful is that same word dull. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them. Followers of who? Followers of those who have gone on before us. Today is Father's Day. All of us have some great, many of us, I won't say all of us, I'm thankful I was raised in not just a good Christian home, a good Baptist home, but I was a preacher's kid. And that's why I was so bad for many years. If preacher's kids and deacon's kids are always the worst, you know, of course I'm saying that lightly. And some of y'all knew me when I was little, and I'm glad you didn't say amen, you know. But anyway, but he's talking about those that have gone on before us, followers of them. For me, personally, it was my dad. Tremendous example of somebody who was close to the Lord, a great Bible teacher, a great dad, a great husband, just a great pastor, somebody who loved the Lord. Well, for these people, because they were Jewish believers, many of them looked in the Old Testament. They looked at Moses. Remember Joshua and Caleb. We're talking about faith and believing. Joshua and Caleb, how that they knew there was a land to possess. And by faith, they believed God and said, hey, it's there, it's that land is there for the taking. Let's go get it. But the other 10 spies came back with Joshua and Caleb and said, no, there's giants in that land. we're like grasshoppers in their eyes. They'll whoop us. And Joshua and Caleb wanted to go into the land and take the land because they believed God. And to me, that's one of the examples that these Hebrew people knew about when it says, again, that be followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Through faith and patience, Caleb and Joshua inherited that promise. It took them 40 years, but through patience, they inherited. Remember, everybody over 20 years of age, they walked in through the wilderness. That short little journey that it would have took just, was it 11 days or something like that? They could have crossed over into Canaan. Instead, they walked in circle, literally in a circle, for 40 years. And they were, the Bible used these terms, their carcasses were, they died in the wilderness. They used the word carcasses. Can you imagine? I mentioned this here a few weeks ago. They would bury somebody. A few weeks later, they come back. Man, we just buried Uncle Joe. We're just walking in circles, you know, and seeing people they have buried. But to be like followers like Joshua and Caleb, who through faith, they believed God, and through patience. Sometimes we have to wait. Patience. By the way, there's different words in the Greek. Doug would appreciate this, for the word patience. We think of hupomeno, to be able to stand up under pressure. This is a different word. I'm not even going to pronounce it for the word patience. It literally means to persevere, to endure. That then, if we persevere and endure, then we too can be victorious and go in and claim that promised land, that land of victory, that God has put that victorious life as a believer. We're not talking about heaven. Talking about life here on this earth, we can have victory and have a joyful life. But yet most believers, I dare say most, are still living in the wilderness of unbelief. And that's what Paul is trying to encourage them here in verse number 12. That you be not slothful. Don't be lazy. We could talk, that's a whole nother. Don't be lazy in your prayer life. Don't be lazy in your Bible study. Don't be lazy in your church attendance. Don't be lazy in witnessing. Don't be lazy in your testimony. Don't be lazy in your Christian walk. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. By the way, Paul made an interesting statement before we get to verse number 13. Paul said this statement, follow me as I follow Christ. That's a mouthful. The Apostle Paul told the church, you follow me as I follow Christ. As pastors, we ought to tell the folk, our congregation, you follow me as I follow Christ. And when I step out of line, somebody get me back in line. If I go off the deep end, by the way, if I do go off the deep end, will y'all help me get back out? All right. But be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. They're going to receive that promise. Verse number 13. Listen, God keeps his promise. Verse number 13, for when God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Let me just read a little bit farther here. Saying, and this refers back to Genesis 22. Let me read Genesis 22. You know, about the story of Isaac and all, and about take your son Isaac, you're going to sacrifice him, and your only son Isaac. So Abraham believed God. Matter of fact, we find in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Abraham had so much faith in God that he believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. Remember, he was fixing, about to kill him, and God stayed his hand because Abraham believed God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be a special guest speaker this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss Dr. Phil Stringer. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.